Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Kurt, let's start with what you know about this new version of Instagram.
Well, we know that it's just an idea at this point. There is no app. It's not something that they're testing. But the way it was described to us in the story that we actually published on Friday was that they want it to feel exactly like the main Instagram app that already exists, but just with parental oversights. And the reason was, you know, they said, listen, kids are not going to want to use this if they feel that they're getting the, quote, kiddie version of the app, right? So they want to offer all the same features. They want it to feel very similar, but just add on this extra layer of parental oversight that does not currently exist, obviously, on the main adult version.
You know, there are kids on the adult version. They just lie about their age.
And that is actually Facebook's argument here, is they would say, listen, this is already a problem. There are already 10, 11, 12-year-olds using these products because they're lying about their age. And as of right now, there's no, you know, easy way to police that or to monitor that. So Facebook says, hey, listen, there's already a problem. This is the solution, right? If we come out with a version of this that does have parental oversight, maybe then, you know, kids will use that version instead and parents will have a lot more control over how they're behaving and what they're doing online.
Oh, come on. Are they serious? I mean, a kid who's going to lie about his age so he could be on IG is not going to go to his parent and say, okay, I'm doing the kid version, so you just give me your... You know, I'm giving you parental controls.
I'm with you in that I have a hard time imagining a bunch of 10-year-olds are going to hand in their Instagram. But I also have a hard time imagining a lot of parents don't know their 10-year-old is on Instagram, right? They probably do, and they either say it's fine or maybe they give them limited access, whatever it may be. So Facebook might say, well, listen, maybe this is a better alternative. Those parents can say, sure, we'll let you have Instagram on your iPad, but we're going to give you this limited version instead of the main one. And so, you know, again, this is Facebook's argument. There's a lot of good arguments against the product like this, but this is what they believe is going to ultimately let them get away with something like this.
What are the attorneys general saying?
Well, they have a bunch of issues with this. The first is, of course, the psychological effects that this could have on young kids, right? I think we've certainly looked at the impact of social media on adults and how it can create things like FOMO or depression, or, you know, this feeling that you have to keep up with the Joneses, all of that stuff. And now imagine all of that on, you know, 10, 11, 12-year-olds. That's a pretty scary thing. There's certainly some data privacy issues here. Facebook has not proven that it has a great track record when it comes to securing people's personal information. So I think that's a concern as well. And so that was outlined in this letter that you had mentioned as being why the attorneys general are not thrilled with this plan from Facebook.
Wow. Okay. And Facebook already has what, Messenger for Kids? What's happening with that?
It does. Messenger for Kids has been around for about 3.5 years. The main difference is that I think with messaging, it's just a lot easier to control some of the stuff, right? Because there are parental controls with that app. You have to, as the parent, approve everyone that your kid is sending a message to. But, you know, that's usually one-to-one, right? Maybe you're messaging with a cousin or with your grandparents or whatever. That doesn't have the kind of feed and the public nature that Instagram often does, right, where you're seeing posts from other people. And so I think while, you know, Facebook says, hey, listen, this is going to have all the same parental controls of the Messenger app, I just think the nature of a private messaging service versus a public feed service is just very different.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.